said that whatever deceives bewitches. Paul mentioned this same thing, implied the same thing in his letter to the Galatians when he asked them who had bewitched them that they no longer should believe the truth. You see, the spirit of Antichrist had made it, and his ministers had made it to Galatians and perverted the faith of the saints there. It was already working in Paul's day. When you receive a lie into your heart, you receive a spirit with it. You become somewhat bewitched. A spell is cast over your spirit. And Paul saw this working among God's people in his day. John saw it working in his day. He said, "You've heard that it was coming, and here it is." But God is going to reveal the spirit of Antichrist to be exactly what it is in his sight. Are you ready to have that man of sin revealed as a part of preparing for the coming of the Lord? The Antichrist doctrine is that he is not here yet. He is here telling you that he's coming. We see him. We know he's already here. We see him as taking over many of the hearts and minds of the people looking for God. And in the main, God's people have received him as if he was the Lord himself and made room for him in their hearts. Paul said to the Thessalonians in that same chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians 2, 5 and 6, he said, "Don't you remember that when I was still with you, I told you about this? And now you know what is restraining, what is holding things back so that he might be revealed in his time." Not come, he was already there, but be revealed in his time. It must be time for God to begin to reveal the Antichrist for what he really is, to reveal the doctrines that he teaches, to reveal the fact that he's been here the whole time, to reveal the fact that he teaches, the spirit of Antichrist teaches, that he's not here yet. God is setting some of his people free. Don't you want to be among them? God is visiting people who are in bondage to Christianity to set them free and open their eyes and let them see that spirit of Antichrist that sits in their temple telling them this is God. God is hearing the cry of his abused people. And he hurts for them. Now, the key verses in the Bible that help us best understand what is the spirit of Antichrist are in 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. John the Apostle addresses the people that he loves so much to help them see clearly in their day the spirit of Antichrist and the real spirit of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, this is the only place in the Bible where we are told, this is how you know the spirit of God. The reason John felt the need to write to these people to tell them what the real spirit of God was is that the spirit of Antichrist was already at work in their midst. He wrote to them and said, "Cherished people of God, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets have gone out from us into the world." Notice this. John did not say many false prophets have come into the congregation of the Lord from the world. He said they went out into the world, and he'd already told them they went out from us. There's not but one place from which you can go out into the world, and that is out of the kingdom of God. Many false prophets, John said, have gone out from us into the world. And then in verse 2 is one of the most important verses in the entire Bible, because he starts it out by saying, "By this you know the Spirit of God." Now, isn't that important? Don't you want to know what is really the Spirit of God and what is not?